We are on, you have to see down here what they have. Someday after, take a look after finish school, they have a new weight and exercise room downstairs.
What?
You didn't know that? There's a new weight and exercise room downstairs, yeah. Just opened up a month ago. Yeah, sure. Nobody has to learn anymore. The Baruch Hashem, you know, used to have to go to Biavatotar as a little bit of a nisayon to find that maybe you could sit and learn instead of being Biavatotar because it was difficult to get to the weight room. You know, I had to go to GCC. But now, if you want to be Biavatotar, you just go downstairs. That's all you need. So it's right here on campus. They brought the Yetzirah here. So, right? Yeah, I'm recording. This I'm recording. Yes, I find it extraordinary. They even their Rabbeim hours. You know, everybody can go down and exercise and spend time in the ring. What? Not Beis Medrash Bochrim. You were a high school kid. You were subhuman. But this is for Beis Medrash guys too. Yeah. Okay, we're on, what? Sorry, Emil. I don't know if there was a base manager either, but there certainly won't be one of this with the weight rooms and all the other distractions. All right, Misha Amar, Dafi Rauf from Rauf. I love Perakim Alokhal. Misha Amar, Rainy Nozir. Some of you said, there's really a continuation of last night. There's, directly built on everything we learned last night and continuing on, and something's arguing, something's agreeing. Mishama Reini Nozir, somebody says Reini Nozir Galech Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, he shaved on the 31st day. In Yilech Yom Shloshim, if he shaved on the 30th day, Yotza, he was fulfilled the obligation. However, he said Reini Nozir Shloshim Yom, said I'm Nozir for 30 days, in Yilech Yom Shloshim Lo Yotza. If he shaved on the 30th day, he wasn't Yotza. Now, the way the Bavli explains this Mishnah is based on when we say Mikzas Yom Kikulu or not. If he said, I'm a Nazir, stop. That's specifying time. So then it's 30 days, right? And 30 days is until the 30th day, but Mikzas Yom Kikulu. If he says he's a Nazir for 30 days, it means 30 complete days. And 30 complete days, we would not say Mikzas Yom Kikulu, right? Very simple. The problem is, as the Ari Yosher points out here, Yerushalmi seems not to learn that chiluk. Yerushalmi, this chiluk, and the Briska Rav, as I said, talks about the Rambam, and he makes a whole big deal out of it, but it's obvious that Yerushalmi, as he himself points out, does not hold to this principle. There is no Mitzvah Yom Kikulo distinction whether we say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, whether we say, if it's a Nazirus of Stam, or Naziris of Malos. There is no distinction. Now, what exactly Yerushalmi holds Mitzvah Yom Kikulo means, and what exactly the application is, that's a good question, which we have to thrash out. Now, the Bidbaz here at the bottom points out that everybody agrees, though, as we mentioned also, that we do say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo at Tchilas Naziris. It's only not at the end of Naziris. And the reason is because the Torah never said you have to accept upon yourself in the zeros today for the next day. You start me, you can begin the zeros in the middle of the day. So therefore, a Mitzvah Yom Kikulo does apply on the first day. It does not apply on the last day. Okay? That's basic. What? Oh, yeah. What I meant is that on Malos, and the zeros which is on Malos, where it doesn't apply the last day, right?
Right.
According to then, it could still apply the first day.
So if you start with the zeros at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's one day.
That's
day one. Even though it's Malos. No. Right. In Malos, right. Yeah, there's Shkia on the 30th day, right. That's right. Malos is only on the end date, not on the beginning.
Then what's the logic of the Mishnah
for Yerushalmi? Oh, it's going to be a question. You'll see. But you'll see from the Yerushalmi that it doesn't hold of that dichotomy. Look right away. Hadam is Sayyid Bar Kapara. The Reisha is a roof to proof to Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara said way back on Daf Dalet, I think it was. Well, on Daf Dalet, yeah, Daf Dalet and Alf. He says that, but you learn the 30-day period of Nazir is from the Gematria of Yiyeh. And Yiyeh and Gematria is 30. So when is the Nazir is 30 complete days? And it only ends the next day, right? And that's the ratio. Adam said about Kapora. Yiyeh Shloshim Yom, right? Loyatzah. However, the Seifa, which says, I'm sorry, the Seifa is Bar Kappara. It says, Giyach Shloshim Yom Lo Yotzo. It says, Nazirus is 30 days. You know, Galeach on the 31st day, on the 30th day, you're not Yotzo. You have to go to the 31st day. Hoda Messiah, the ratio, it says, yeah, you gotta do everything over again. Well, you gotta do everything over again. Yeah, go your answer early. Hada, the ratio which says you are you to be shaved on the 30th day. Hada, the side of Rabbi Yehuda, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, who said back on Daf Dalet that we learn it out from the fact that it says 29 times in the parasha, I forget which word. Neder Nazir, it says. Neder, it says. Nazir, trainer. Neder Nazir, I said those words. Something like that. Anyway, I'm glad you guys remember because I don't. But in any event, so what does Yushami say the difference is? Not between the Nazirus of Malos and the Nazirus of not Malos. No. It's about clothing them, and the Mishnah is bringing down two different opinions. The Mishnah is not consistent. According to the Bible, the Mishnah is consistent. It's talking about two different types of Nazirus. According to Yushami, the Mishnah is inconsistent. And Tanakama holds that Nazirus is 29 days. And Tana Basla holds that Nazirus is 30 days. One like Bar Kappara and like Rabbi Yehuda. If Yushami held the Chilk of the Bavli, wouldn't have these problems. But obviously Yushami does not hold the Chilk of the Bavli. That's the Ayosher's thrust here, which makes sense.
Bavli have those sources of Yiyeh and Nazir?
I think it did. I think the Bavli does. I mean, I don't know if all of them. Yiyeh is definitely the Bavli. I don't know if the 29-day one is. But he is there as a Bavli. So I'm not... Maybe it doesn't. It's a good point. I didn't check that out. But Naaman says to him, wait a minute. Hotarte is a taka two different Tanoim in our Mishnah? That's not fair. No, Lesi Elochad, it's only one Tana. Because this Tana, this Tana reneged. Okay, the Tana actually changed his mind in the middle. Zuedus. Now, if you take a look at the next Mishnah, turn the page, it says at the end of the next Mishnah, Zuedus, and I look at Zuedus, hey, Rabbi Papias, Amishan Ozir, Stenazir, Shim, Gilechus, Rishon, Yom Shloshim, Megilechus, Shnia, Yom Shishim, Ilech, Yom Shishim, Chaser, Achas, Yotza, Shom Shloshim, Olamin, Amin. He said the Edus Rabbi Papias, right? So it modifies the first Mishnah. How so? Yodin Hayu, they knew Shushu also Galeach. They knew that he's also to shave till the 31st day. They knew that. Elisha Yusvurim, they swore, but they taught the Tanoim, Yilech Yom Shloshim, Lo Yotzo. They thought, and as a result, if you shave on the 30th day, you're not yoytze. But, I don't know what the im is here, but let's just chop it out. Ba'alohaid, right, Papias comes to testify, im gilech yoyim shloshim yoytze. They be shaved on the 30th day, you're yoytze. So then, according to, it's not clear exactly the way the Yushalmi wants to learn it, but it seems that the Yushalmi wants to say that the first halach of the Mishnah reflects the Edus Rabbi Papias, then Gilech Yom Shloshim Yotza. Because previously they had thought that the Sefer, which is Yom Shloshim Ve'ah, only if you're Megaleach on the 31st day of Yotza. But in fact, the Lugs of Rabbi Papias, they can be Megaleach on the 30th day. Okay? So now, one second. So the Yerushalmi comes out that it does hold the Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. But if it holds of it, it holds of it by both. Because Yerushalmi, again, the way Yerushalmi is learning the Mishnah, again, it's still not two different possible Nazirus and Nazir symbolos. Rather, by Yerushalmi says, initially we thought 31 days Dafka on the 31st day. Then we understood 30 days on the 30th day works as well. So the Mishnah here started with Halacha, telling us what we thought initially before that, how we came to the conclusion of that Halacha, and that after the Eidos Rabbi Papias, we came to the conclusion that we do say Mitzvah Siyom Kekulos.
Is considering when
you're true. Yeah, but it's based on the, right, that's true, but it's based on the concept of each Naziris having Mitzvah Siyom Kekulos. Yeah, Gemara is going to discuss that. Gemara will discuss it. Right now, the Gemara is just saying, we seem right papayas, because he says even 59 days are not enough, right? So he holds Mitzvah Siyom Kekulos on both ends, right? Otherwise, he couldn't get to 59 days. So, in any event, so you see, so that's how the Yerushalmi is learning. Okay? So it says, the Gemara, Yotz Rabbi Yami, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yami Avalei Uta. Rabbi Yami had a Maisa of Avelus, obviously. It seems there was no Nazir time Rabbi Yami anymore. So, therefore, it's probably Avelus. Sabi Avdu Uta, he had a case, either for himself or some congregant. And he shaved on the 30th day, right? Because you could shave after Shloshim, right? When you're not Avelus. Then he had another case, either shave himself or loud shaving only after the 31st day. So the second time he was more Machmir, right? Even though it's Avelus, right? Right? Okay? He must Nisa Yoli for Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami learned from the Mishnah, right? That seems that the Mishnah, at least in the safe over here, was Machmir. Says in Glech Yom Shloshim Lo Yotzo. So it means you have to wait the 31st day, so they don't say Mitzvah Siyom Kekulo. We see that tomorrow, we learned this, as we learned, Mishnah Zah Shtei Naziris, next Mishnah actually is, Mishnah Zah Shtei Naziris, somebody who kept two Naziris, but Glech Zah Rishon Yom Shloshim Vechot, he shades for the first one on the 31st day, Vashni Yom Shishim Vechot. So we see, we need 30 full days. So says the Gemara, now you know what, it's not necessarily true. You're learning that Rabbi Yami said, Rabbi Yami held that the Mishnah changed its mind, needs 31 days, or the Mishnah, there is an opinion Mishnah needs after 31 days. I have to make that still clear. Initially we said that Rabbi, it's two different Tanoim. Then we said, well, maybe it's one Tana, and the Tana initially held not a great papayas, then he holds a great papayas, and the first line in the Mishnah reflects the final law. Now the Gemara says, you know, it's possible it's not necessarily the case. Rabbi Yisrael said, Tam l'shavar kol chatchilo. It's possible that it's l'chatchilo b'di'evet. L'chatchilo, everybody holds you should shave on the 31st day. On the b'di'evet, people hold you can shave on the 30th day, right? Now, I'm not sure exactly how he reconciles that with our Mishnah. I don't know exactly what he wants to say, but it seems like he's coming to say a principle in Mitzvah Siyom Kekulo. The Mitzvah Siyom Kekulo is only a b'di'evet, not l'chatchilo. Okay? So even though Rabbi Yami came to the conclusion as a result of reading our Mishnah, that he can be m'galeach on the 31st, the 30th day, as the daf could be the 31st day, nevertheless, that's only l'chatchilo b'di'evet you are yotzei on the 30th day. Now, again, you need really several large sledgehammers get that into our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is Gilech Yom Shloshim Lo Yotzo. But he wants to say that's only the Chatchila, not the Yemen.
Also, he's very specific about the
But no, they don't say that. Later on, we'll come to that, but in our Mishnah, you shall be paying pays no attention to that.
That's very. That makes sense that they should pay attention to the Mishnah.
I feel your pain, but I can't do anything about it. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya, her Rabbi Yitzchak Hatushaya. Rabbi Yirmiya passed Rabbi Yitzchak Hatushaya, and he passed in even the Chatchila be Mekel. Now, it could be only by Avelus, but he said even the Chatchila be Mekel. Some say passed Rabbi Chia by Rabbi Yitzchak Hatushaya. V'kaleach yom shlosh, you can shave already on the 30th day. Mimas nisa for the following b'raisa. Shmez, shmona yomim, if a person kept 8 days of avilus, and then yontif's coming out on the 9th day. So we know yontif is mevatel shloshim, right? It's going to cancel shloshim. So it says, if you kept 8 days, so it's a day past Shiva, so then on the 8th day and the 9th day is yontif, you can shave on the 8th day. He's shminis, he yom shloshim. Because the 8th day is as if it's the 30th day, because it's Erev Yontif and it stops shloshim. Rabbi Yossi said, maybe that's different. Shani tamon shemnei kovar regular tiyur, maybe taka regular shloshim. You only shave on the 31st day. Why did they let you shave on the 8th day over here? Because of kovar Yontif. And Teilucha, and I'll prove to you that this is true. Demar Rabbi Chelba bar Chun, Rabbi Chelba said, Rabbi Chelba bar Chun said, Hashem Yochanan named Rabbi Yochanan. If his 8th day comes out on Shabbos, now this is again talking about a Nazir, and then an Avil, his 8th day came on Shabbos, and on Sunday is Yom Tov. Okay? So his 8th day is on Shabbos. He kept Shiva, he got from Shiva Friday morning. Shabbos is the 8th day, and Yom Tov is Sunday. Okay? So what do we say over there? Migalech Erev Shabbos. He shaves on Friday. Now, there, you can't say that he shaves on Friday because Shloshim is over. Shloshim is not over till the next day. In Tamar, Shalom ibn Kovar Aregel Itiru. But if the you say it's not because of the Regel, right? So, if you look at Yom Shloshim Shalom B'Shabbos, why? Because Shabbos will go Lech B'Rev Shabbos. Then why is it specifically in this case where Yom Tov comes out on Sunday? Let's say Shloshim comes down on Shabbos. So you should be allowed to shave Erev Shabbos, but you're not. It's only in this case where Yom Tov is coming on Sunday, then you're allowed to shave Erev Shabbos. Not where your Shloshim ends on Shabbos. So we see that this is only because of Kovod HaRegel that we're matching this. Not because Mitzvah Yom Kikulo by Shloshim. Again, Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is by Shloshim, and that's why we push it off. That's why really Shabbos and Shloshim is over, and we let him shave a day earlier because on Shabbos he can't shave. Then also when Shloshim comes out on Shabbos, we should say that really his Yom Tov comes, his Avos is over Shabbos morning, and should be able out to shave Erev Shabbos. But there we don't say he can shave Erev Shabbos. So it must be that he's not allowed to normally shave. It must be that the reason we're not here is because of Kovod HaRegel, not because of Mitzvah Yom Kippur. V'min HaDor, and furthermore, V'min HaDor, yeah, V'min HaDor, Dram Rabbi Yonkal, Kol HaMesim Kulam Sholach HaShiva. It says, on all Mesim, after 7 days, you can roughly sew together your garment way decree on it. If you want to fully sew it, that's only after 30 days. So, v'yishlo yom shiva, if mitzvah yom kikulo, then let's do the loose sewing on the 7th day after the morning is over. V'yach yom shloshim, and let the true sewing be done on the 30th day after shloshim is over. So must be, since we say must be after shivanot of shloshim, must be say we don't say yom mitzvah yom kikulo. So Chagai said not necessarily. Til shmasa came, v'shmasa came. This day meaning here, this way here, that way, meaning when it says that after Shivan, after Shloshim, it might mean after the 7th day, i.e. on the 8th day, after the 30th day, i.e. on the 31st day, but it might mean after Shiva is over, which case it would mean on the 7th day, or it might mean after Shloshim is over, which means on the 30th day. So from here we have no raya whether we say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo or not. So Yishami leaves it dangly, basically. When and where we say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is very ambiguous in Yishami. Obviously not finished with it. Mishnah knows it.
Shabbos followed by Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, the case, you can't shave your Shabbos, even though Shloshim doesn't end until Sunday.
Shloshim doesn't end until Shabbos. Till Motzoy Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's halacha maisa. I didn't look it up, but that's what it says over here. Okay, I don't know. That would be a case, it's opposite case this year, actually, because Shavuos comes out Friday. If Shavuos came out on Sunday, it would be. Which happens? What? No. By Tumu, you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kippur. See Ned Harav Shemesh. By lighter Tumas, me. What? But by lighter Tumas, not a question of Mitzvah Yom Kippur. It means you're not talking for an entire day. I think if Shomer Yom Kineged Yom, who's Tumei, I has to wait the entire day. It's Muyam, yeah. Anyway, it's with Yom, I think mostly does. Doesn't require that parameter. Okay, Mishnah Nazar Shtei Nazirus. Now, going back to the topic of the last parak. Mishnah Nazar Shtei Nazirus, somebody who took a nether for two Nazirus. Migalech is a Rishonim Yom Shloshavach, and he shaved his first one on the 31st day. That's a Shtei, and the second one, Yom Shishavach, on the 61st day. Because again, we do say it was Mitzvah Yom Kippur on the beginning, not on the end. So between the two of them, 61 days is enough. Mishnah Yilech is a Rishonim Yom Shloshim. And if he shaved the first one on the 30th day, the second one he could shave on the 60th day. If he did 16 minus 1, the odds of 59 days is enough, because one day does double duty. Zoe to say Rabbi Papayas. This testimony is testified by Rabbi Papayas. I'm Mishan Ozer Shtein Azirus, and so he took myself to Nazirus. Shingalech is a Rishon Yom Shloshim. Maybe he shaved the first one on the 30th day. Melech Zoshniya Yom Shishim. He shaved the second one on the 60th day. Vilech Yom Shishim Chosar Ayachot. If he shaved on the 59th day, Yotza, it's okay. Shiyom Shloshim Olo Minyan, the 30th day counts as part of the count. Okay, now, so far so good. Now the Gemara gets really longish. Really? Ready? I should say. Yishtim Nizirusa Rishonim. The guy kept two Naziris one after another. He accepted one or two Naziris after another. Rishon Naziris Rishonim. Ubad should be Lishoyel Alashniya. He came to undermine the second one. But he wanted to be Shoyel Neder. He had Chavrata from Pesach. He didn't want to keep the second one. Lama to Pesach. It should be Lama to Pesach Lashniya. Change it. If I pass it one, I should Motsu Pesach Shalor Rishonim. But they found a Pesach for the first one. So he kept one, came to get a Pesach. They couldn't find a Pesach for his second neder, but they found a Pesach for his first neder. So what happens now?
This Kabbalah was for the wrong.
Nevertheless, Olas Lo Shnia Rishonu. He should be Matan neder on the first neder, and the Shnia is count. That which he kept is counted for the second neder. Okay, it's a bit cooler, right? Since he is once he's matzia the rishona, even though he already took it by definition, the nazirus he kept becomes the shnia. You hear that, Bino? Okay. Says on Monica, what are we talking about? What's the case? Top of you, basically. If you're going to say he's nazir twice, says he's nazir two times two, nazir shabato matiso batos kulo. Then if he nullifies part of his netter, he nullifies the entire netter. Because it's a netter which is partially potter. So, before we go any further, the Bavli argues on this. Bavli holds in the Brahman Paschus like the Bavli in this case, we don't say netter, shuter, mitzvah, so kula, kuta, kulo. In this case, we say both, we say whatever netter what's the word? Nullified. Was nullified, the other netter remains intact. Brother mitzvahs above lokula. Yeah. So the or sameach has a pshat. I want to say what the pshat is like this. Actually, Gilin Ephraim also has a pshat. I realized just now I should have written down Gilin Ephraim inside of my gemara, but I didn't. But I think what I'm about to say is more or less Gilin Ephraim. The with variation. If you hold, it's a machlokas about how you hold, the same halachos mitzvahs yom kukulo, which are underlined, which we spoke about between the Yerushalmi Bali floor before underlined this machlokas as well. If you hold like the Bali mitzvahs yom kukulo, its definition, that means the first nazirus is over in the morning. If you know there are two nazirus, there are two separate nazirus. The first one will be over in the morning, and the second one will start in the afternoon, but there's a gap between the two of them. Because mitzvah yom kukulo, according to the Bavli, means that the first nazirus is severed. It stops in the morning. But according to Yerushalmi, that's how it meets the yom kukulo, who it means. I don't know exactly what it means, but it does mean the nazirus is over in the morning. And therefore, the two naziris run into each other. And that's why neder shabbat mitzvah lo batakula. And you're going to fry man, depends on the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, machlokes had a couple of times already, whether you go after the time of the Amira or the time of the neder takes effect. Because if you go after the Amira, then Yerushalmi is correct that they're both linked together. But if you go after when the zero takes effect, so then it depends whether the old mitzvah yom kukulo stops the first nazirus, and therefore they're not connected to each other. So every day matter not one without the other. Or the mitzvah yom kukulo doesn't stop nazirus, just allows you to bring your korbanos midday. Then the second neder is connected to the first neder, and then if you nullify one, you nullify the other. Okay. So says the Gemara. So my again, my came imar rei nozish time. Then and then you nullify part of it. Nozish both me machti so both those kula. Imar, you're going to say arei nozir shloshim yom elu. So when every nozir for these 30 days. Now the pashut shot is you meant I want to be nozir from day 1 to 30, and from day nozir from nozir again from 30 to 60. So if you undermine the first nazirus, the second nazirus is from 30 to 60, not from 1 to 30. But the Rebbe in the previous parak said that Shloshim Yom Elu. So the Rebbe said it's going the same 30 days. And the same 30 days, he's taking two separate nazirus neders. The thing is, they can't both evolve simultaneously. So therefore, we push up one to after the other. But I think that's still the same idea. I think that the Rebbe also works out that even if you say Arei Nozir Shloshim Elu Shloshim Yom Elu, so it still means that when the Nazirus comes into the world, it's going to be 1 to 30 and 30 to 60. If you said Rishoina, you said Arei Nozir, and then you said Arei Nozir again, so then they might be simultaneous. But if you said Arei Nozir and then said Arei Nozir in one statement and you said Elu twice, so then you know that your Nazirus is going to be one after the other consecutive. I'm fudging, because I really want to make the Rebbe's work the previous parent, because otherwise I have to go back to the previous parent and for whatever reason change the pshat over there. But the push pshat over here is that Arei Nozir Shloshim Yom Elu. Shloshim Yom Elu means they're in B'davka consecutive, and the second one is B'davka from 30 to 60, and therefore even if I nullify the first one, that which I kept cannot constitute the second Nazirus, because the second Nazirus is chronologically skewed in that case. Okay, that's the part of Shalom. Okay, so that's what it says here. Okay, so that's the case. The second one cannot be covered by the first Nazirus you kept. So what are we talking about? Boy, Merubin says, Harei Nazir V'Nazir. Right? He says, I'm Nazir V'Nazir. Now, in this case, he said, Harei Nazir V'Nazir. So then, Yerushalmi at home at Bay is going to say, the truth is he's an idiot. We'll see why in a minute. But he has to keep both the zeros. And that's why, if, however, he finds a Pesach to the first one he kept is supplanted by the second one, which he has not kept, and Taki only has to keep one of the zeros between the two.
Except there's a Bob on keyboard here, so the second good
Nazir. Alpha Peter, you're saying good, nevertheless, we'll see what it says on the base. Anyway, be that as it may, and this is only Ba'oimer, what about the Korbanos? So about the course, if you said Boimer Elin Zichus Achech, then generic, then you can use them for then the fact that they were linked to the first one is not a problem. Avimar, we say about the carbonus. Elin Zichus I, Velin Zichus Achech. Yeah, Acheres is explicit. He said for one carbon is Nazirus 1, the other is for Nazirus 2, and then you want to mine Nazirus 1. You can't use carbonus from Nazirus 2 for Nazirus 1 because the carbonus were designated independently, right? Lo bedal olus lo shnia barishona. In this case, the carbonus in the second time cannot serve for the first time. Okay? So far, so good. Amrei Lezer said, you know what? Maybe Lezer harks us back to the previous parent. What happens if he did, till now we're assuming between the zeros he shaves. Right? That was our mission, right? He took two zeros, he shaves in the middle. Zot Avilezer! Hishlim Nazirus HaRishayna! If you continued on, you were mashlim the Nazirus HaRishayna by going into the second Nazirus. Became Chivi Karman Giluach. If he went, he brings the Karman at the end of the second Nazirus. Olas lo rishayna shniya. The first one works with the second one. Whereas he also, like we learned last night, that it's possible to do two separate tiglachos. But you can be yoyte with one tiglachas. When it's one tiglachas at the end of the second series. Now the Ribaz, I gotta tell you, wants to be mechalik between the case in the previous parak and the case in this parak. He wants to draw a distinction. But in Pashtus, this is the same case. Okay? Now, I'm going to come back to this issue of the Ribaz in a few minutes. But in any event, what? He says, I want to be Nazir for Nazir. So let's keep two Nazirus, right? No, and Rabbi Lozer said, okay, so we didn't cancel the first Nazirus. We didn't nullify. The Dafka kept both. But he didn't bring the carbonos between number one and number two. So the carbon brings at the end works for both. As long as one ran into the other, each loom, the zero, shneel, or ishana, they flowed into each other. Excuse me? Yeah. Says the Gemara, hifrish, shteim ka'achas. What if you set aside both carbonos at once? Now, it seems like this. What? Did I skip? You're right, I'm sorry, I skipped. Sorry. Rabbi Yaakov Rachel Pukil Chavraya. Rabbi Yaakov commanded Chavirim. In Shmaitu Mila Rabbi Lezer, if you hear this statement Rabbi Lezer, that he yoyed with the carbonus you bring after the second one, even on the first one, having yoyed in, you should know, Rabbi Yochanan Polik. And we saw that at the end of the last parak. Rabbi Yochanan holds you cannot be Mitzaret. Each Nazirus needs its own Tiglachas. So he said, Kedenk. Remember that Rabbi Yochanan holds you can't be yoyed with one, need them both independently, right? At Yorvi, Kol Karmen Yisrael, Ki Rabbonim. However, you should remember that's like Rabbonim. Branko Shim Ben Chai, if you loy be a Karmen Echon, Karmen Shim Chai, Taka one works. I make a mistake in this last night. At the very end of the evening, I said, Rabbi Shim Chai conceded to his Talmidim. Rabbi Shim Chai, Rabbi Shim Chai argued his Talmidim. It's not me, the ones who said you can be united to one carbon where one Nazirus comes after the other. Take a look at the very end, last paragraph, the last three lines. Nazir v'nazir, megalech tiglachas achas oshnein. That's what it said in Yonah from Ralph, right before the end of the paragraph. And I thought that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that's Rabbanan Shita, the rabbi of the Talmid Shimon Chai. Rabbi Shimon Chai argues on that. That's not actually what the Gemara says. The Gemara says both his tummy and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai agreed to that. And when at the very end of the paragraph, Rabbi Yochanan said, Chaluki man Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is referring to Rabbanan who don't appear in the Braisa here. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his Talmidim hold one carb is enough. Rabbanan arguing that and saying you need two carbonos, one for the Nazirus and one for one Nazirus, one for the other Nazirus. Rabbanan don't appear though.
Rabbi Yochanan, at the very end, last paragraph, asserted there is a Rabbanan who argued on Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay? So that's what they're saying here as well. That's what he said, to work does not suffice, that's Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon, the Shimon Chai, if you will have the other carbon echad, that's sufficient. Okay? Now, next case. Hivishtegam is all continuation of each other. Hivishtegam is you set aside both carbonas together. That means you set aside how many carbonas at once? How many? Six. Hivishtegachas. En biyodo ela achas. Only one set works. Because each set has to be designated to a specific mezuzah. Okay? Hivisha zubit ne'atzo v'zubit ne'atzo. You've got to be separated, each one separately, like you're supposed to. Baby, shel zub, but you mix them up. You brought the carbonos for the first and the second on the first. Lo yotze, it doesn't work. Because that has to be designated specifically. Says more, wait a minute, it sounds like you're not yotze. But all the kadesh kotcha. But you can't make it kadosh. It's a car, it's made kadosh by car, but you can't be yotze with this car, but that's what it sounds like. Ultimately, Yushami will fall off this view, if I recall correctly. But Lamaisa, that's Yushami's assuming. That's the Yaitse of Karmi, not Yaitse, but Kurdish in his Kurdish. Says the Gemara, is that true? Look at that, you learn. Rabbi Chia said, Kabar Hashem al Nizlo, his Karmi has to be brought to Hashem on his Nizirus. She Yakdim Nizlo, the Karmi we have this back in the Aftesim base, his Nizirus comes before his Karmi. For Lo Sheik, don't Karmi, a little zero. And not that it's the carbon precedes the zeros. So how can he set aside carbon on his second zeros while it's still holding his first zeros? It's Dov Shabbat. Says it's Dov Shabbat. Now, Lamaisa, we had this in the previous parak as well. And Dov Tessim, has the same kash for Bichir. What? Yes, but on Dov Tessim, Gemara didn't say that. And that's what it says here as well. It says, he's already a nausea. So why he needs to say it's going to be a separate nausea for the next 3 days? But it's a shame nausea. It's not a Dover Shlobo Lolem anymore. But in the previous parak, the Gemara concluded that Gemara is not like Rabbi Chiyah. And there's a critical difference between that Gemara and this Gemara. That Gemara is talking about where one was his nazirus and one was the nazirus for his kid's birth. So there, there are two different types of Nazirus. And therefore, the other Nazirus is considered Davish Lobohem vis-a-vis this Nazirus. But over here, they're both his own Nazirus. And therefore, neither is a Davish Lobohem. Makes sense, right? Nobody points it out, but it's going to be critical in the next few lines to remember that. Says the Gemara, Nichosh Nio Rishoina. But Rishoina Shnio. Now, I didn't like any of the Perushim and any of the Farshim here, so of course I have my own shot here, which I think is right, needless to say. Nichosh Nei Rishonim, I understand that you're not Yotze when you are sacrificed, according to what we just said. You're not Yotze when you sacrifice the carbon for which you designated for the second Nazirus after the first Nazirus. Now, why is that? Why should that be? The carbon you designated for the second Nazirus, you're not Yotze after the first Nazirus. You switched, right? Because you're what? Because what is it? It's like Mechusar Zman. I didn't see anybody, so I was inspired to do that Friday. He doesn't say it explicitly, but basically it's what he says. It's Mechusar Zman. Just like carbon can't be before the eighth day, right, while it's still too young, can't be the carbon before it's Siba Mechayevis. Before the cattle was fixed, can you bring a chatos if you have any sin? That's a mechusar zman, right? Can you bring a carbon your lettuce if you still told me? That's a mechusar zman. Here too, since you intended this carbon to be for a second Nazirus, which is not yet extant, if you bring it at the end of the first Nazirus, it doesn't work. That doesn't work. Right? I understand. I understand when you sacrifice the seal with one of the Nazirus, no, number two, after Nazirus one, it doesn't work. But why could you mean the first carb of the zeros after the carb for the first zeros after the second zeros? Why not? Either up, you should certainly be able to, because we know that you can continue on from the second zeros to the from the first Aziris to the second Aziris, right? So what's why can't you bring delay to bringing the first of the card for the first Aziris to the second one? Oh, so you're saying because it wasn't designated. No, but again, let's see, within Ephraim, he redresses your question. He says, that kind of doesn't work here. That's the one that's kasha, because we said a few minutes ago that it could be Shoel on the first Naziris and have the second Naziris be the first Naziris. So you see, the first Naziris could be considered the first Naziris, and it can also be considered to be the second Naziris. Because me go to the east be your daily Shoel. Since he has the capacity to be Shoel on it. Ah! Gevaldik. So this is like, so the first one is not considered to be necessarily completely separate from the second one. Since if he's Shoel Neder on the first one, which he kept, becomes the second one. So therefore, and the Gemara has a very powerful question. The card which he set aside for his first Naziris. According to the Shita Rabbi Lezer, that you can bring them all at the end. So why can't he be able to do that at the very end? It's not a problem of Chutzuzman, because it's after the time. And it's not a problem also of designated for the first Naziris, because the first Naziris, it always has the dormant potential to be the second Naziris. So therefore, why can't he bring that one at the end? It's a very powerful question. Okay? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, it is said, Vada Messiah, Rabbi Lezer. This is a proof, not to Rabbi Lezer himself. I'm not going to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, you're right. You could bring it at the end. It means the proof that there's a machlokus, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yochanan. It's a proof to the validity of this machlokus. In other words, that if it says that you can't bring one for the other and the other for the one, that's got to be like Rabbi Yochanan. That's got to be that everybody, that each one has its own independent korban. Because like Rabbi Lezer, you could for sure push off the first one to the end and the second one. What's the big deal? It must go like Rabbi Yochanan that they're separated and distinct, and therefore you can't push off the first one to the second one. That's what Gemara says here. That's what Gemara quotes again, this machlokus. Like we just said, Lokein Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Lokein Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Mefakeh Chavai, Kaman Chavai, Min Shmatu Milam, Rabbi Lezer, here that's Rabbi Lezer, who said, Rabbi Lezer, what's going to combine the two, having Yod into Rabbi Yochanan Polik, which Rabbi Yochanan argues, actually called Kabanaisa, until he brings all those Kabanas. The Sabi Meimar Kirabonon, and we want to say now, actually this should be the opposite here, the Sabi Meimar Rabbi Shimon Kirabonon, but since before it said that Loshan, Sarmi Meimar Kirabonon, Ram Rabbi Shimon, something like that before, so they have repeats. You need to have Dafka two separate carbonos, so the designation for one can, one says, well, it cannot be for the other. Taka Karabeleza, Taka could work. And even Rabbi Yochanan's mind, that Rabbi Shimon Melchai could work, because Rabbi Yochanan concedes, but Rabbi Shimon Melchai argues on it. This price says the one for carb for Naziris number one can't work for Naziris number two. Naziris number two can't work for Naziris number one. That's going like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbanon, who argued Shimon by Yochai. Okay? Says Mara, Rabbi Chanina B'Sham Pichu said, I have a different answer. Tipate b'Zirusom Ziruso Shobano. Remember we said Rabbi Chia can't hold that Karbanos set aside in Nazirus number one work for Nazirus number two where there are two separate Chivei Nazirus. One for himself and one for his kid, right? Because that's like a Davish Tol Ba'olam. So this Brisa, which says it's a Brisa. Who authored the Brisas? The author of the Brisas, the editor of the Brisas actually, but most of the author main them is Rabbi Chia. So this is going like Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia holds the Karbanos which you set aside for your Naziris can't work for your kids' Naziris. The Karbanos you set aside for your kids' Naziris can't work for your Naziris. Okay? That's, let me explain. Yeah. And as it say, and the Light of Union of Fine want to explain, add the following explanation, which is, when you, it's your Naziris, both your Naziris, you can be Shoyal on one, Shoyal the Rishoyna, and then the Naziris you can't becomes the Shnia, right? But that's where both of your Naziris, but where you, the Naziris, your Shoyal, let's say, you one is your Naziris, one is your kid's Naziris. You're Shoyal on yours. They can't count for your kids' Naziris, because the whole time you're keeping it for your Naziris. That's be kept for your son's Naziris.
It's not your son's Naziris, really. Naziris on the birth of your son. In other words, where there is no different Siba for the Naziris, they can be Shoyal on one, and this will take, the one you kept will take, then be affiliated with the second one. But where the Naziris are dissonant, one of them is one Siba and the other is another Siba, you can't be Shoyal on one and then have this one count as the other one. So therefore, that's what Gemara is saying here. Pinchas says, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about his Naziris and Naziris of his kid. So that's why Nazir one separated for one does not work for the other, one separated for the other does not work for that. And also, before we said that it's Mekudosh, it's just you're not Yotze. Now it seems, although the Yerushalmi doesn't say it specifically, it seems we're reneging on that. Because Koran Rabbi Chiya, it's not even Mekudosh, right?
He says Mekudosh when Be'oime B'Ziruso. It's two Naziris for the same Siba. But one is Naziris for himself, the other is Naziris for his kid. So if you are Mafish one, Mavish both, Mavish both simultaneously, they can't both be Naziris. Because one of them is for the Naziris you have now, but the other is for Naziris Shloh Bololo. So therefore, again, going back to the Braisa, which is the line which has the Ask to bring, he was just saying, according to Rabbi Chiya now, he was saying, Kach Zembiol Achas. If you set aside both of them as one, it doesn't work because the one for Naziris Beno, simply cannot work for Naziris so because it's two separate Naziris. The Siba Chayavis is separate, right? And if let's say for some reason you didn't do Tiglachas on the first one until you got to the second one. Chbeis, the reason might be maybe Chiyatak Rizas Rabbi Lezer. They can do one Tiglachas at the end for both. But Lamais, according to Rabbi Chiya, at the end, you're going to have to bring, if it's Naziris so and Naziris Beno, you're going to have to bring two sets of korbanos at the end, right? Even if you were mafresh in the korbanos, even if you kept it ongoing and only did one tiglachas at the end, but since Rabbi Chiya holds that Naziris and Naziris Beno are two separate Naziriyos, you have to have two sets of korbanos at the end. And one set will not work for the one Naziris, for the other Naziris, and the other set will not work for this Naziris because of the dissonance between the two.
So if it wasn't mafresh,
yeah.
He has to go back and
mafresh. He has to be mafresh, yeah, he has to separate. In other words, had we not told like Rabbi Chiya, and we had said you could go, the same carbon could work for Ziruso and Ziris Beno, and we passed it to Rabbi Lazar, so at the end of Ziruso and Ziris Beno, we talked to the previous parent. You only being one set of carbonates for both. But like Rabbi Chiya, that they're dissonant, and that you can't be the mafish and dovish la baholam either, so therefore you can't be mafish for the second Naziris while keeping the first Naziris. And at the end of the second Naziris, you're going to have to bring both sets of karbanos, not one for both of them. Okay? So that's what it says. But again, Rabbi Chiya, Mishayim Bill says, you put them as you saw, as you saw, but no. Gedolos lo shtiabri shayna. In this case, you want. So Bitmiya, the Gilgal Ephraim says, in this case, you want the second one to work for the first one. It can't. When can that work? Only when it's the same Siba. But now when it's two separate Sibas. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Boon says, locate so now, again, the Ribaz is a totally different parish here, but if we learn that the Ribaz parish here, I'm going to be cryptic, but learn that the Ribaz parish, we have to go back and change everything we learned the past 2 days. So then we're going to learn just like the Shari Teres Yisrael, and Gilgal Ephraim, and the the Gilgal Ephraim, which is the actually learn like the Shari Teres, so learns like the Korban Eda basically. My Bishop Bruno Isser said, Loki's of your Maymar, boy, Marini, Nozier. Now, he's not going back in anything we learned till now. He's going back in the Bryce. The Bryce says, he can show Bazoo Bazoo Lo Yotza, right? So didn't we, didn't we say that, he actually argues on the Bryce, basically. Or ask a question of the Bryce. I'm not sure exactly what his intent is. But Logan said, man, but didn't you say, what's the Gisra Torah about here? We said, boy, my Iranian nausea, vin nausea. Right? Well, that's what he's case is sort of talking about. Talking about a case where could possibly we say that it's talking about that he could be Shoyal al Rishoyna, and then the Shnia counts as the Rishoyna when he said Iranian nausea, vin nausea, right? In that case, you want him to have to bring two separate cards. To say the carbon for one doesn't work for the other, and the carbon for the other doesn't work for that one, doesn't make any sense. Bedino yashloya nazir lachas. Prince says already nazir for nazir. Logic dictates should only be nazir once, even though he used the vav achibur. You know why? Because the carbon says what he really meant to say is already nazir, ben nazir. In other words, he claimed to strengthen his resolve and fortify himself. So that taki only should be chayv to keep one zeros. Atoh shechmartu lo she nazir shtayim. So it's a chumah de rabbanon, he says, that he should keep nazir twice because we don't allow stuttering. You have to say if you stuttered it, you got to keep twice. So lo daech shechmartu lo she nazir shtayim lo shatoy mein biyado klum. You're going to be more machmir in him and make it a chumah that he has to keep two nazirus. And besides, you're going to say that you can't sacrifice the one for the other and the other for the one. That's too big a chumrah. Now, I'm not sure. That's how Carbonet explains it. I'm not sure exactly what he wants to say with this. I'm not sure. And it just leaves it dangling. You know, does he want to go back and change the scenario? Does he want to go back and change halacha? Does he say, I don't hold of this price? What exactly his thrust is, I don't know. But he's trying to stress to us that the contact that Ray knows he knows here to give two to zeros is Taka Chumra Drapon in that case.
I would like to say that the Vav Chibur makes it so.
Makes it separate.
It's not separate, but one is interdependent on the other, so that you can't cancel the first and have the second one take over. Because the second one follows the first one. If you don't have the first one, you have to have the first one in order for the second one. To exist.
No, but then Yushami do the story that Yushami said that's true besides Arani Nazir stay palmin. But if you said Arani Nazir Vin Nazir, then it would be two separate Naziris. So that Yushami ignore. I mean maybe it could be Yushami, maybe it could be you're right. Maybe we could take out the Vav Chibur and say it said Arani Nazir Nazir. But there was a Vav in the Yushami. We'd have to amend the Yushami. Which is not so terrible, we do it about 10 times a night, but there we have to say. All right, it's late, I don't know how it got so late. The next Mishnah is pretty cool. It continues along the same lines you're talking about. Mishama Reini Nausier, somebody said, I'll just go a couple of minutes. Mishama Reini Nausier, somebody says, I'm a Nausier. Nitma Yom Shloshim, it becomes tummy on the 30th day, it's so called, everything's under my retroactive. Rabbi Omer, lo sasar l'shiva, you know, it only he has to keep 7 days of Tara, and then he brings his carbonos. Elish, Arei Nozir Shloshim Yom, he can say he's Nozir for 30 days. Nima Yom Shloshim, he comes to the 30th day. Even Korib Lezir Sasar Sakol. Now, if you're the Bavli, you explain this Mishnah Pashut, right? The Reish is talking about a case where it's not a Malos, so you come tell me on the 30th day, Tanakamot, your soitzer is a call because he doesn't hold mixer on kulo. But he says, no, you're not soitzer anything. You just keep 7 days, keep your 7 days of Tara because you have to bring a carbon. Then you bring a carbon. I continue with the procedure because mixer is on kulo, right? So therefore, your 30 days is complete. As opposed to this sefer where you say, a rain, no, there's flesh from yo, that's a malos. You don't say mixer is on kulo. So in that case, he gave Tommy the last moment before Shkia. You don't have a malos of 30 days, so you have to keep all 30 days. Pashut, that's where the Bavli learns the Mishnah. But Yerushalmi can't learn that way, because Yerushalmi doesn't learn there's a chiluk between Mikvas Yom Kikulo and by Melos and a regular one, and that's why you have this mind-bogglingly long rid bas on the topic, which is actually very good. It's actually very good, and that's how I'm going to learn the sugya. But we'll have to leave it for tomorrow night.